This guy has been and still is a legendary St. Louis sports personality. He's Jay Randolph Sr. And on Thursday, April 6th, you're invited to join KTRS and Triad Bank as we present an evening with Jay Randolph and friends at the Playhouse in Westport Plaza. This will be an evening full of stories, laughs, and tributes from the likes of Ron Jacobert, Jim Holgreave, Tom O'Toole, Jeff Smith, Bill McDermott, Jay Randolph Jr., and as Master of Ceremonies, John Carney. This 21 and over event starts at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour that includes drinks and appetizers before heading into the Playhouse at 7 for the event. Tickets are $50 and include the cocktail hour and admission. For 51 years, Jay Randolph has been a big part of St. Louis sports, and his friends have a lot of interesting and fun stories to tell. Join the Big 550 KTRS on Thursday, April 6th, as we salute Jay Randolph Sr. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at MetroTix.
Obamacare has been a disaster for Missouri families. Senator Claire McCaskill cast her vote for Obamacare. The result? We're paying more for health care. A lot more. The Kansas City Star said some health insurance premiums could increase up to 42%. Senator Claire McCaskill promised Obamacare would bring down health costs. She was wrong. Choices are limited, and coverage has been lost. And many of us are facing deductibles that are through the roof. We're paying more and getting less. Senator McCaskill's Obamacare vote has cost Missouri families dearly. It's time to repeal and replace the health care mess voted for by Senator Claire McCaskill. Congress can start by eliminating Obamacare's $1 trillion in tax hikes. Call Senator McCaskill at 816-421-1639 and tell her she was wrong to vote for Obamacare, and it's time to repeal and replace this mess. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think.
Green apple splatter.
Oh, I hate that. Ugh. Yeah, that's
there.
Comes from eating green apples. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 15th, the Ides of March edition. Opinions Play. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. We have a special guest testimonial for Ballast Dental Care. Someone rarely heard on this station. That's pretty exciting, and it's coming up. And this person will talk to you about his years of experience with Ballast Dental Care, especially Invisalign. I've never had to have braces, but lots of people do, and I think you should know about these. But first,
hey!
At the control board, it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason.
Where would you get that?
For their phone number and more, you can go to their website,
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Also fine, Dan.
And I was about to mention the Rat Boy, and I didn't get a chance to finish what I was going to tell him, that the two states in the United States are responsible for producing almost 50% of all of one product in this country. What do you think it is, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's right. California and Wisconsin. Just those two states produce half the cheese in the whole country. I knew Rat Boy would know it. He's obsessed with that. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the Oh Boy Orchestra.
Thank you.
In all the years... All the years on the air. I don't believe my kids when they were little were on. I'd have recordings of them, but please welcome number one son. That doesn't mean that he's preferred over the other two. It means he was born first. Number one son, Adam. Bud, how you doing?
Like you. Hey, everybody. How we doing? Hey, Dad.
that's his radio voice.
Just in case I have to take over for you.
Correct. Seriously, how many times have you even been on the air here, you think?
Over recently, I don't know, half dozen. Just odd.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even remember that many.
Not that much.
So your sister, she had braces too, right? You all three had braces, right?
I believe so, yes. She's actually going to look into this too, I think. We didn't wear our retainers like we were supposed to.
What? You didn't do what you were supposed to.
The things you went digging through the trash looking for.
No. What he's talking about is we went to a Chinese restaurant. How old were you? Like 10?
12, maybe.
So we went to a Chinese restaurant.
My braces removed.
Yeah, this is the old metal stuff. He had a retainer, and he put them beside his plate, and so we forgot about them, and so they bust the table. We got out in the car. Oh, no, panic. We went in and went through all of the garbage in the Chinese restaurant in the kitchen looking for the retainer and never did find it.
Yeah, they didn't help much. They just handed us giant trash cans.
Yeah, and said, look for yourself. So,
you had a tape recorder back then.
Yeah, I did. That was the actual recording. He'll play it again. Here, work for yourself. So,
I microwaved mine one time. Quite the...
Not good.
No.
So the old metal, painful days, you have or had Invisalign, and you're still wearing them?
Yeah, I've got them on right now. But
from Ballast Dental Care.
Long story short is, if we let it go, and it was time to get some stuff fixed over the years, and teeth turned different directions, and it's so much better than having braces, or it's just convenient. You can talk normally. You can
I can't understand you.
It's not as painful.
they're plastic. Are they like plastic or something?
Yeah,
kind of
clear, like poly something.
Yeah.
You just snap them in and take them out when you eat. Snap them back in, and it's estimated it would take about a year to get me where I need to go, over 30 sets. Now, it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
It might take you 10 sets. It might take you 40 sets. But I've only been to Ballast Dental Care for these twice. And they follow up with me, give me the next couple months' worth. And I can actually speed up the process if I want. There's been some new studies shown that you can actually change these out every week as long as you wear them properly. Wow. But just to see the pictures of, you know, my teeth weren't horrible, but it's so much. There's not much pain. You don't have to go back every couple weeks. And
I think it's interesting if you listen to what he just said. Now that he doesn't live at home anymore, he does what he's told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's doing what they tell him to do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah, I had the metal ones back then, and when they would go in and tighten those, that was the worst pain ever.
And you cut your lips up on the inside of your lip. And
now, I used to feel bad for you guys when you were little, because I never had braces. I'd look at that stuff and I'd go, man, that just looks like it would hurt.
Yeah, there's just something about a 36-year-old guy. The chicks don't dig you as much if you got a mouthful of braces.
Well, unless it's a whole grill. Then you got like a wrapper car. That's the only exception.
Diamond encrusted.
Yeah, that's the exception.
You can do that.
All right, well, I've never needed them, but he kept telling me, he goes, Dad, this is unbelievable. And by the way, Adam lives in Osage Beach. He still goes to the dentist at Ballast Dental Care. Why not? Because you only go to the dentist a couple times a year, most people. So why not go where you're comfortable? And so he still does. So hey, great testimonial for Ballast Dental. Restaurant thing doesn't work out, you can have my seat here.
I'll do my best. I think Amanda's going to do it. Hers only be maybe a third of the time. And I think even Austin on his lower, he wants a couple things just straightened out. It won't be near as what mine was.
All right, thank you, America.
Hey, have a good afternoon. Thank you, everybody. Did I do okay?
Yeah. You did great. Thank you, bud. Love you. Bye bye.
All right, bye.
He's working on it.
He is.
You never know. This could end any day. Ballast Dental Care, Invisalign, it's called. And I've seen his, except he had to tell me to look because I couldn't tell they were even in there. And he said something about his new Invisalign braces, and I said something like, well, when do you wear them? He said, I'm wearing them now. And he can't say, man, it's what a tremendous advance from, like Peon said, that pain of the sound of tightening braces even sounds painful to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can. You know, have you ever had something wedged between two teeth? The pressure, you can feel it. That in reverse, just push them together.
And they would give you little globs of wax.
Yeah.
To put on the front of your the actual brace part, so it wouldn't constantly. And that was a pain too, because it would cut the inside of your lip.
No, I do remember they had that little wax thing. So there you go, Ballast Dental Care. He is, this September, he'll be 37.
Whoa!
So he's been a patient there since, I don't know, have you taken Archie to the dentist? When's the first time you take a kid to the dentist? Like a year old?
You can do, he's had one checkup already. I don't think you have to do a whole lot because all the teeth fall out.
So 2-3 years, say 3 years old, he's been going then for 34 years to Ballast Dental Care. I've been going 44 years. So there you go. I invite you to join us and all the other people who love, and that's right, love going to the dentist. They don't dread it. They look forward to it. Ballast Dental Care. Invisalign, it's called. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Had Bill Cleveland been with us, but we spent too much time letting John Landoff promote that other radio station, so we ran out of time. And if Bill had been with us, he'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab, or AM and the PM Cab Company. STL Taxi is their app. What do I need to make sure you know about? For young people, and I did tell my kids, all my kids this, when they started to become, you know, like 18, 19, 21, I thought, well, you're going to be adults, you're going to be on your own, and here's something you need to know, and I mean this. In your life, and it's still true, whatever you're thinking about buying, if it's a significant purchase, just automatically go ahead and add 20% to it, because it's never what you think it's going to be, the cost. It never is. You go look at a house in a subdivision, how much is this house? $180. Trust me, by the time you sign the papers and get ready to have it built, $200, $240. I don't care if it's a cell phone, a package, your TV, whoever your provider is. Forget the advertised price. Add about 20%. And that across the board in your life, that's what's going to happen with most things.
I hate what they have now. It's a convenience fee.
Oh, my God.
A convenience fee and a, like, if you call and order tickets or anything like that, some ticket ordering
fee. What does that
mean? I don't know. I have no idea.
For whom?
I don't know. They
handling
had,
fee. That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
I just said, well,
fee.
Just don't handle it. They have to charge me that.
Yeah.
No, convenience fee. I have seen that before. But seriously, just to figure out about 20% more than you expected to pay. It's never quite the price you thought it was going to be. I'm behind a car this morning. It was an out-of-state plate. Some states let you have 7 letters and numbers. We have 6 in Missouri. But there are states with 7. California has 7. I'm trying to think of Alaska, I think. I think this was a California plate. I don't like personalized plates myself because I don't particularly want everybody to know, ooh, isn't that Frank's car parked at the Coral Courts? You know, so they're not around anymore. And it was GOODCNU. Now, I like it when they're real easy to figure out. Good seeing you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I don't know why you'd want that as a plate.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Good seeing you. I'm behind you. But at least what I don't like is when I get one behind one and I can't figure. I know it has to mean something. It makes me feel stupid because now that's all I can think about. Even after the car's out of sight, I spend the rest of the day trying to figure out what GR824, what does that mean? Great what? But good seeing you was easy. I just don't know that that would be a plate I would pick. But I don't do personalized plates. I did it one time ever in my life. It was 1980. Had a Honda Accord, and my plate was ADSDAD, Ad's Dad, and it meant Adam's Dad. But nobody knew that. Nobody could figure it out. Everybody kept asking me, what do you think, you're the father of advertising? So I never got another plate after that because it looked like I was bragging that I was the father of advertising. They didn't understand it was, and at the time that was the only child we had. So I was real proud of that. And Ad's Dad was my plate. There's a little.
I had a friend text me, and I remember this. I can't remember the name of the show now. Jay just sent a text. There was a game show for a while. It would have license plates, and you had to figure out.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I want to say it was the 90s, maybe. I remember watching it, though. But, yeah, some of those were really tough. I mean, they had riders, essentially.
But it's frustrating.
Yes.
I get that it's clever, but it drives me nuts. And then I think, well, am I the only person that doesn't get this plate? The Spelling Bee, the National Spelling Bee, everybody knows about that. It comes around every year. There are 280... local winners. In other words, from around the country, we now have narrowed it down to 280 in the Scripps. Used to be Scripps Howard. Now it's the Scripps National Spelling Bee. It'll take place from May 28th to June 3rd in Washington, D.C. at the National Harbor in Maryland. Now, here's what's interesting about the story. Most of the competitors in the National Spelling Bee they're always 12 to 14 years old. And you've seen them. You've seen the finalists on the news. And it's usually an Indian kid and an Asian kid.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Yeah. This year, there's a competitor. She's 5 years old, Edith Fuller.
Five?
This is unbelievable.
Is she in kindergarten or something? 5 years old.
Well, five would be kindergarten or first grade. I was in first grade at five, but I went in young. She won an area spelling bee in her home state of Oklahoma, qualified for this national thing. She was in a 5-hour competition that went 37 rounds. She's five.
Good grief.
She correctly spelled words like Sevruga. It's Russian caviar. How does a 5-year-old know how to spell Sevruga?
Oh, I'd love to see that. Love to see her.
I would, too. She also spelled correctly Jacamar. Now, Dan, I'm sure you know what that is. It's a bird. It's a kind of bird. J-A-C-A-M-A-R.
Oh, I did not know that.
She correctly spelled Nisei. That is a child of Japanese immigrants. She's five.
Nisei.
N-I-S-E-I.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Now, this kid is not... She's some kind of savant. Like the kid, that blind kid that went in the living room and sat down and just started playing classical music on the piano. There's something wired really differently about this kid. Her winning word that took her into the finals was Jnana. It means a higher level of knowledge. J-N-A-N-A. I'm probably not even pronouncing it right. I couldn't pronounce it, much less spell it. She's the youngest person to ever qualify for the National Spelling Bee.
Wow.
When she was four, her parents were stunned when she could spell restaurant at four years of age. And they thought, well, maybe she has a mental gift. And they said they always knew there's just something special about her. By the way, it says homeschooled. What school? She's five. I guess they started teaching her stuff when she was
three. Oh, yeah.
Three.
After that, it developed already.
You know who I start thinking of again? Rick Moranis, Parenthood.
Yes. Oh. The flashcards.
Yeah, if you've never seen that movie, get the movie Parenthood with Rick Moranis. So good luck, Edith, when you get into the... Into the big game, the big spelling bee in Washington. The joke is very quick, so don't blink or you'll miss it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Receptionist walks into the psychiatrist's office and she says, "Doctor, your next patient is here to see you, and I will just warn you, this person is." Different. He says, "Well, send the patient in." And the guy walks in, and he is wrapped from head to toe in saran wrap. Just one layer, clear saran wrap. Nothing else on under there. The doctor looks up and says, "Well, I can clearly see you're nuts."
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
A buddy of mine actually wore that as a costume to a Halloween party. He went as the Invisible Man.
He wasn't invisible. He was naked.
That's what we all told him. Said, "Please don't sit there." Eastbound Highway 270. We're heavy up in North County from 370 up through an incident. It's on the shoulder near 367, but it's stop and go through the entire stretch of North County. Southbound on 170. You're on the brakes in pockets. Olive through Highway 64. Eastbound 64 remains heavy from Vandermeer to the Poplar. Westbound 64 west of Grand out through McCausland. Southbound 270. You are still stop and go from Olive down through Gravoy. Still working. They've gotten that accident out of the way now at Gravoy. We do have an incident eastbound on Highway 44 at 141. It is blocking the two right lanes. Only the right lane is getting by. It's blocking the two left lanes, as well as the earlier incident. Still there, eastbound on Highway 44 near Bowles. So you've got problems on eastbound 44 approaching 270. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most, like paper, ink, and toner, and the latest tech, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS Airborne Traffic.
This is your official severe weather station, the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The weekend of April 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Cardinals take on the Reds. And it's a weekend loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, the AT&T Lightweight Hooded Pullover. Saturday, the Yadier Molina Bobblehead, presented by Ford. Sunday, thanks to Scott Credit Union, it's the adult replica Stephen Piscotty Road Grade Jersey. And all kids that day receive a free ticket voucher to a future home game, presented by Ritz. That's April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, this is Trevor Rosenthal. Friday, April 7th, we play the Cincinnati Reds. That night, it's the lightweight hooded pullover giveaway presented by AT&T. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home this pullover. It's a night you don't want to miss. That's Friday, April 7th. We play the Reds, and you take home the pullover. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Trevor brings home another, and it's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time is for you to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
The rain falls.
I'm getting wet.
But you're inside of your house.
It's my leaky roof.
Stop those drips.
How?
By calling Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations since 1928 at 314-965-6203. They're neat, clean, efficient, local, and have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
314-965-6203?
That's right. Put down the umbrella and let Rieger Roofing and Siding stop the drips.
For good.
Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
Are you tired and confused? Tired of roofers showing up at your front door and confused about who's actually local and reputable, especially after a storm? Then you should call Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations at 314-965-6203. Whether you need spot repairs or need to replace an entire roof on your home or business, go with the local guys who have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Rieger Roofing. Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
Are you tired of having no options when it comes to lunch in your office? Are you in charge of the vending machines? Or maybe you can get to the person who makes those decisions. Well, you need to tell them about dynamic vending, because dynamic vending will take out those old machines and install micro markets. Floor to ceiling, wall to wall of the freshest food every single day. That's right. Dynamic vending will come in and they'll cook and they will install fresh sandwiches, snacks, ice creams, whether it's a fruit cup or a wrap, fresh hummus every day. You'll be able to enjoy healthier options when you work and when you walk into your kitchen. But you have to tell the people to make the change. Dynamic vending will do all of this. And the best part is it won't cost your company one nickel. To find out more, tell them about dynamicvending.com, 314-895-1685 or dynamicvending.com.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. Right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now is the time to purchase a golf car. M&M Golf Cars in O'Fallon, Missouri is unveiling the new club car line Onward, which features dynamic stability and handling, superior comfort, and you can customize them to fit your lifestyle. Build your Onward with your favorite premium colors, seats, and other accessories to make it your own. Stop by now to take advantage of 1.9% financing. M&M Golf Cars is located at 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, listen to this. You know how I've been complaining about muscle fatigue lately?
Yes, dear. How's that going?
I found this stuff called Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
Really?
It started soothing my tired muscles and joints immediately, and it lasted for hours.
What about the smell?
It's actually odor-free.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream, available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Hi, I'm John Grayson, host of the Inside of the Big 550, and I'll be doing my show this Thursday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Link Your Life to Fitness event at River Chase in Fenton. The event starts at 5:30 in the morning and runs all day long. Fred Bird will be there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get so sober?
We all know what that means. Vino time. California time. Mike Evans time. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. So if you go to the Smokehouse Market, have them make you, just say, make me a sandwich. Just whatever you like on this turkey. My goodness, what a sandwich. And then while you're there, get some soup to go. I suggest the beef tenderloin soup or the chili. And then you go over to the meat counter, and I dare you not to pick out something to take it home and put it on the grill or in the oven. What a terrific market. And, of course, next door, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I would make reservations for lunch or dinner because they're that popular, that busy, and that good. Closed on Monday. Gift cards, always a good idea. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and they're proud to present this guy, Mike Evans.
Annie Gunn's voted the number one restaurant in St. Louis.
Well,
and you also forgot, how do you leave? How do you leave without picking up cherry pie?
Oh,
call me. You're going crazy if we do that.
I picked up one a few weeks ago, and I myself ate
like
the whole pie within 24 hours. The whole pie.
Whole pie?
Whole pie.
You know what's so good? I'm going to drink to that. Hold on a second.
You should.
Whole pie.
No, not whole pie, but W-H-O-L-E.
Hey, I have a traffic bulletin here.
Oh, this is Mike's segment.
I know.
We interrupt Mike Evans to bring you this special traffic bulletin. Down in the KTRS Traffic Center live is Dan Strauss. Dan, what's going on down there?
Thank you so much, Frank. Debbie Holzem from the Well Hungarian sent this
Never
to me. He said that Route 3 is closed in both directions, 4 miles south of Waterloo, all due to an accident. So Route 3 is closed over in Illinois, both directions, 4 miles south of Waterloo.
I want to thank you for saying due to, because a lot of unprofessional broadcasters would say doo-doo. Sounds like doo-doo, and it sounds like the same doo-doo.
Thank you
for being a pro.
Oh, thank you.
How's everything going down there at the traffic center?
Oh, great. How's everything going, girls?
Sounds
great.
Busy. All right, get back up here. I was Dan Strauss from the KTRS Traffic Center. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming and Mike Evans.
Y'all over there, homie. Y'all over there. You know what? You just on top of it. Like, you remind me a lot. There's a guy listening to us right now. His name is Johnny Michaels. I'm on with him in Montana.
Johnny Michaels.
I hope he's learning from you, Frank O'Pinion.
Lots of broadcasters could, Mike.
I know.
They sure could.
I know. I got a love nugget for you. Now we know Jennifer Garner insisted Ben go to rehab to save their marriage, and he did, and it did. And they will be together this weekend here back here in Los Angeles.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing, Franco.
It is.
It is. I got a lot of TV news. Brad Pitt from The Buttage stars in a biopic of the odd egomaniac, strange four-star General Stanley A. McChrystal. Now, he led our forces during Desert Storm and during the Iraqi War. Very odd dude. And the movie will be on Netflix, and the general is so nutty, it's being called a satire drama. A satire drama. You watch Survivor?
No, I don't.
Great show, homie.
Ian does.
I do.
Can't watch
it.
Good show, right?
Can't watch it all.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's one of the few things I still watch on network TV.
Survivor is back for a record 34 seasons, 500 contestants between the ages of 18 and 76, 56 Emmy nominations, 1,290 days spent on islands, and it makes millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
Amazing Race. You watch Amazing Race, homie?
No, I don't.
Oh, homie, you peed down.
I don't like reality shows.
Amazing Race has been promoted to Thursday nights. Remember, Thursday, most important night on TV. Tell them why, Frank.
I don't know why.
The reason is that Thursday is the only night where there's an additional $25 million advertising dollars up for grabs, because it's the only night that the movie studios promote the movies coming out on Friday.
Ah.
That's why Thursday is the number one night on TV. You get the biggest ratings on Thursday, you're going to make more money that week. There's going to be an Evander Holyfield biopic. I've known Evander a long, long time. He's a great guy, but he's complex, and he thinks he's confused. For example, he's a part-time preacher, reads the Bible every day, married with kids, yet he has a half a dozen other children with a handful of different women during one-night stands.
That's a little conflicting there.
Yes, it is. ABC TV being sued for $1.9 billion for that fake news nugget about the pink slimy beef contaminating the food supply in America. It happened months ago.
I don't even remember that.
No,
ABC,
I don't either.
ABC is going to lose that money. It means Disney tickets are going up. Oh, great New York Post headline. Ready?
Yeah.
But the weather people in St. Louis overdo it, exaggerate
yes.
when weather comes in.
Oh, yes.
Don't they? They all do, don't they?
Yes,
around
they
the
do.
Country.
Yeah.
They all do. Well, listen to this. New York Post. TV weather weasels in New York City on Monday forecasted a full-blown blizzard up to 2 feet of snow. They called it the death storm. It was coming Tuesday. Well, Tuesday's come and gone. It was about 3 inches.
Dan, show him two-thirds of that.
Show him about two-thirds.
Yeah. There you go. That's two-thirds.
Yeah, about
inches.
Two-thirds of an inch right there. New York Post headline reads, Flake News.
No, that's good.
Flake News, Tommy.
They're good. They're
and
good.
And finally,
that.
Finally on the broadcast.
Oh.
I know. Sad thing, homie. Name the name of the Oscar-winning actress whose dad, a great golfer, owned the Camelback Golf Course in Saddleback, Arizona. One of the nicest golf courses around. Is it Sandra Bullock, Brie Larson, Julianne Moore, or Emma Stone? I just realized I didn't give this to you at the top.
No.
Now, this person's dad owns it? Or?
Her dad owns it.
Give us the names again.
She was there a lot of the time, though, growing up. All Oscar winners to choose from. Sandra Bullock, Brie Larson, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone.
I'll go Emma Stone.
Julianne Moore.
I will also go Emma Stone.
The answer is Emma Stone.
Yes!
I'm not giving her a lot of holiday.
Dan, I believe there's a name for people like you and me. It's called genius.
Yep, and winners.
And winners. Winners and geniuses, and then they're the peons of the world.
Yeah.
Who get it wrong. That was Mike Evans. If you like his segment, and even if you don't, if you don't like it, go into Annie Guns and go, hey, I can't stand that. Mike Evans, your sponsor, but your food's fantastic. You could do that. And gift cards. If you give somebody a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse, they will love you forever. And that's a gift card that will not go unused. They're both on the east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. I have just enough time here to mention two just bizarre deaths from people trying to do something good. And one of these was from a couple of weeks ago, the Museum of Transportation in St. Louis. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
Eric Hesselbarth, 73, longtime volunteer there, was killed a couple of weeks ago. He was filling a tire in a 30s era produce truck. and they like exploded, and a piece of the wheel hit him in the forehead.
Oh, wow.
A weird, horrible thing. And then there's this, in Joplin, a guy named Spencer Nicodemus, 18 years old, was a volunteer. He volunteered to help out at the elementary school there. And the basketball goal fell on him and killed him.
Holy
I mean, you know,
hell.
That's a massive, that big glass backboard.
Oh, yeah.
Just a freak, you know. Sometimes you just go, really? What? How does that stuff happen to people who are just, you know, doing something good? All right, I'm going to get the last bit of business out of the way so that we have time to properly say goodbye, and I can remind you to thank police officers. I did that today. There was one pulled off on the side. I pulled over, and I rolled down the window, and he did the same reluctantly because they're nervous. They don't know what you're up to, and I just said, I just want to thank you for what you do. And I'm telling you something, you can tell they just don't get it enough. But
they're shocked when
you
something like that.
Yeah, but
they
and the PMs are doing it because you're emailing me telling me that you are. So in case I don't get a chance to tell you, I'm telling you now. You see a police officer, you thank them. We're gonna shout down this crowd of cop haters. We are. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And here are a couple of people who, they're financial advisors. Friends of the show, supporters of the show for a long, long, long time. And for over 28 years now, they've built a strong practice with Stiefel Nicholas as financial advisor. Stiefel Nicholas is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. Now, you may be working with somebody now, and you may have a financial advisor, and believe me, and I know this from personal experience. Years ago, I had a financial advisor, and I thought, wow, this guy is it. He's doing everything he can for me. It turns out he wasn't. He was doing a lot of it for himself. So sometimes a second opinion is not a bad idea at all. Even if you have an advisor, set up a meeting. You got nothing to lose. See what you think about what Mark and Jason have to say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. The meeting is complimentary. You set it up. You'll call them. They're not going to bother you. And they're not going to bring any things for you to sign. And they're not going to be strong-armed or obligated in any way. It's a complimentary meeting, and all it is a chance for you to hear from them what they think about what you're doing with your money right now. If you're doing something right, or a lot of things right, they'll tell you. You want their number? Of course you do. It's on their website, markandjason.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we're getting better on southbound Highway 270 after they finally cleared that accident at Gravelly. We're just stop and go now between Olive and Doherty Ferry. South of there, just sluggish passing Highway 44 down through about Gravelly. Cleared the accident eastbound on Highway 44 near Bowles. They're still working with the one at 141. At last check, they were still partially blocking that left lane, but there was an emergency truck and a wrecker on the scene to get that car out of the way, so they ought to be out of the way pretty quickly. Southbound 170 remains heavy from about Delmar through to 64. 64 westbound, thinning out rather quickly, just Hampton out to McCausland. 64 eastbound, though, remains heavy from about Grand headed towards the Poplar. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most, like paper, ink, and toner, and the latest tech, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd of the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stiefel Nicholas with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Firestone, take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day Spring Event and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store at driveafirestone.com for details. Whenever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Here we go, and I'm going going to do it every time we get out in time that I have time to say this. If you see a police officer, you be sure to thank him or her for what he or she does. Have a great... I know they're singing. I usually get out by now. Now I'm talking over the singer. That's just not very professional. But hey, we're not very professional anyway. So have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, goodbye, all right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Many residents of St. Louis's Tower Grove East neighborhood aren't digging the neighborhood's newest digs. Why, they're not pleased with the look of this house that went up in a day.
Arrest tonight in the shooting death of a 12-year-old St. Louis boy. The charges his parents face.
And the Illinois man headed to prison for a deadly accident. The guilty plea he entered today and the prison time he's now facing.
A German airliner forced to make an emergency landing in St. Louis, where it was headed, and where the passengers must now spend the night.
Anheuser-Busch facing a lawsuit over pitch dog Spuds McKenzie. The allegations being made in court.
First at 6, many residents of the Tower Grove East neighborhood in South St. Louis aren't digging the neighborhood's newest dig. Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm John Brown in for Rafer tonight. All new at 6 o'clock, Fox 2's Nick Thompson joins us live to explain why these residents feel that...